WGN. Hey, everybody, it's John Hanson and Your Money Matters. We got a packed studio here for the back half of the show. The great folks from Busey Bank, they stop by every month, and they're doing so again today. Sean Gallagher, good to see you, my friend.
You as well, John. Oh,
let me turn your microphone on. That's an important part of the program. Go ahead.
Thanks, John. You as well.
All right, good to see you. Saw you at the Blackhawks game a couple weeks ago. You have a good time?
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, very much so. And Sean, of course, the regional president of Busey Bank and executive vice president. Natasha Mariner joins us now. Natasha's private wealth advisor over at Busey Bank. Natasha, good to meet you.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
A pleasure to have you on. And also joined by Nancy Wiersum, the executive vice president of advancement at Loaves and Fishes. It's so good to see you, Nancy.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
All right. So we got a full house here. We're going to talk about Giving Tuesday stuff. We're going to dive into Loaves and Fishes a little bit more, Nancy. But Natasha, I wanted to start with you because I want to give some tips, some takeaways for people as they're listening right now. We've been talking about Giving Tuesday all day. A lot of people have. You do need kind of a strategy into giving, right? That can be a helpful thing for people to do.
Absolutely. And it runs the gamut. So, I mean, one of the things that we talked about is folks need to make sure they're taking their required minimum distributions from their retirement plans,
right,
if they're of age, and that's their requirement.
Got to do it by the end of the year.
Exactly. And there's stiff penalties if you don't, so get her done.
Right. So so add that to the list if you haven't
done that yet.
Especially
if they're spread out amongst various providers, make sure that you're taking care of the whole gamut.
Can be hard.
But one of the things that people should be thinking about is being able to donate. As we talk about Giving Tuesday, being able to donate. You can donate those RMDs up to $100,000 to charity. And the benefit of that is it's not coming out to you as income. So you're not paying income on that. Satisfies your RMD as well. So it'll reduce your taxes.
So how do you manage that? Do you wait till it goes into your account and then you immediately distribute it somewhere else? Or do you tell the person that
it has to come out of your 401k?
Okay.
It has to come out of your IRA. Wherever those monies are coming out of, it has to go directly to the charity.
So you just talk
to those. You talk to your provider, you give them those instructions, and they make that happen.
So don't wait for it to come into your bank and go, oh, I meant that for the charity.
No, you lose the opportunity potentially. So,
that's an important thing. Any other end of the year tips, giving thoughts?
Yeah, I think any of the nonprofits will tell you if you have stocks that have appreciated. I know that's probably a little bit touchy in this market environment.
Let me look for those.
Or concentrated stock positions that you can still continue to give those items. It eliminates the capital gains that you would pay if you can donate those to charity. I think that's fantastic. Anytime you are either a high earner or if you have sold a business in this year or in a year of sale, there are also strategies that you can take advantage of to offset some of the income coming to you and the taxes that you're going to have to pay by donating to charity in that year. And there are vehicles that exist where you can give a larger sum in that year to offset that sale, for example, but you don't have to dish that money out initially. It can take place over a period of years. And I've had, just coming off of Thanksgiving, I can say I've got a family that I used to work with who would sit around the table at Thanksgiving. They would talk about who they wanted to give to. Everyone would come with their charity. They'd got to vote on it and decide.
Oh, that's so
cool. And so use that as an opportunity every year as a family, as a charitable opportunity, and then give out of that fund that they've designated. So it can be the funds can go in 1 year, but be paid out over numerous years, or you can continue to dribble in and continue to give every year. There's different things, but it's a great tax benefit.
I guess to sum it all up, you can give with your heart, but it's okay to use your brain while you do it, too, to help you out a little bit as well, right?
Talk to your advisors.
Yes.
There's smart ways to do it, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that. And the nonprofits that benefit from your generous gifts, they don't care if you got a tax loophole for that.
No.
That's fine. It's all legal and it's smart to do.
Right.
Sean, anything you wanted to add to that conversation, too?
No, as Natasha touched on, have a plan, follow through with it, and just stay consistent with it as well.
Other end-of-the-year stuff that people should think of as they head towards the end of the year?
I would always recommend make sure you're up on IRS changes for 2023. We see the standard deductions increasing next year for taxpayers going up 7%. So that's a benefit that we're all going to receive. At the same time, the ability to sock away more into a 401k or 403b is out there as well. Those limits are up by an additional $2,000, so $22,500 for 401k and 403b, and then another $5,000 for those over 50 on a catch-up.
Yeah, I would say if anyone has some extra money, I know that may not be everybody, but look at those IRA contributions you can make before the end of the year, and those Roth IRAs if you qualify. And if this is all just a bunch of gobbledygook, you can talk to the people at Busey Bank. They'll be able to help out with all that sort of stuff. Right, Sean?
Absolutely.
All right. Nancy, you've been waiting patiently. you got to wait a little longer, okay? We're going to talk about all the great we're going to talk about all the great things that Loaves and Fishes does. But first, let's get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld, Natasha Mariner, and Nancy Weisrum.
Weirsome.
Nancy, I got it right the first time. I should have just stuck with
that. Yes, you did. That's all right.
Sean, before we get to Nancy, I wanted to you had one quick correction you wanted to have, right?
Quick correction. Ketchup contributions for those over 50 is 7,500 starting in 2023. I misspoke and said 5,000.
Oh, the text line lit up, Sean. Everyone was so mad at you. No. thank you for correcting that. And I wanted to give you a chance because, as we've talked about before, Busey Bank so involved in the community. That's what it's always kind of been about. Partnering up and working with Loaves and Fishes and other organizations right up with the alley of what you guys want to do, right?
Right. Yeah, one of our core pillars at BUC is serving our communities, partnering with local municipalities, local 501c3s, making sure that we're good stewards of our resources as well as giving back to the communities. Been with the organization for a long time, dating back to 1868.
Yeah, and Loaves and Fishes. All right, Nancy, tell us what it's all about.
Yes, well, first of all, thank you so much
for
having me and to BUC Bank. And I have to add that they are honestly a wonderful supporter and partner of ours. And Natasha actually serves on our Community Advisory Council, so we really appreciate that. So Loaves and Fishes Community Services is one of the largest food pantries in Illinois. And we serve people in DuPage, Kane, Kendall, and Will counties.
Big reach.
And recently, we have been serving more than 6,000 people a week. And that is double what it had been in January of just this year.
Double right now than what
Correct.
It was in January.
Yes. And the week before Thanksgiving was actually 7,200 people.
Is this because of inflationary pressures or just
That's
really hurting people?
That's a big part of it. Many of our clients never really recovered from COVID. And then when you add the outrageous inflation, especially for food, 12 to 13% for food and gas prices, and many just can't make ends meet.
Food insecurity, I think people have in their mind what that looks like. They picture who might be food insecure. I think the reality is it's sometimes our neighbor. We don't even know it.
It could be, I always say, it could be any one of us at any time. So, but a beautiful thing about Loaves and Fishes is that certainly we're focused on healthy food, not just any food, but healthy food. But we also have impactful programs for self-sufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to help people not need us anymore
right.
and become self-sufficient.
I think that there is a sense of, I shouldn't say it like this, but I feel like sometimes people feel embarrassed to need the help, right? They don't want to ask. I think we all have that attitude in us that we try and do everything, pick ourselves up by our bootstraps, especially when it comes to food. But when it comes to food, I mean, it is a basic building block. It is a right to have food in this country.
It is. And I will tell you, we have many ways for our clients to get their food. They can shop in our market in Naperville. They can also order online now and pick it up at our Aurora facility.
Well, that's nice. Was that born out of the COVID situation and now you guys have adapted that? Or is
Actually,
that something you've been doing for a while?
We had been planning for that.
Okay.
They can also do curbside pickup. So, and what we find is for people with little children or disabilities, or like you say, it's very difficult to come and ask for help, that online ordering has really been a great opportunity.
So how does it work? Who is donating? I think we've all done food donation drives in
Yes.
the past. And I know that though organizations like yourself, even donating money, you guys have a lot of purchasing power that you can harness that maybe I can at my local grocery store.
You are so right. We can turn $1 into $8 of food
and how
with our purchasing
when
power.
When someone listens to that, why can you do that, but I can't?
Well, we have relationships with providers, so it allows us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way for us to maximize people's donations. We really try to be good stewards of all the dollars we receive. So hearing that, I think it really makes people realize it's a good place to contribute to.
So is that the best way that you think that people can donate and help? Go to loaves-fishes.org and donate there? Or do you still do the drop-offs that we see at other places? What are
we
the ways?
We do all of
it. Yeah.
Loaves-fishes.org, thank you, is a great place to donate. And we will turn those dollars into more for you. But we also welcome a physical food drive. And then we also have a virtual food drive. So you can go online, choose the food that you would like to purchase for us, but we do the shopping for you.
Volunteering opportunities as well?
We have many volunteering opportunities, over 100,000 hours in volunteer hours last year.
Yeah, when you talk about someone making the commitment to volunteer, I feel like they become either a volunteer, a donor, connected to the organization for life. That's an experience to actually physically be at a place or to help someone out that does really kind of change the trajectory of someone wanting to help out.
True, and they see firsthand the difference that they're making through their involvement. So we always welcome people, or even just a visit, we always welcome that.
Right. We talk a lot about on the show and on the WGN about how you get something out of volunteering. It makes you feel good. That's okay. You don't have to feel bad about that. That's part of the volunteering high that you get, and that's wonderful. I encourage you to do it more.
And we hope people do. And when they see what a difference they make, it's very, very rewarding, and we couldn't possibly do what we do without them.
Mm-hmm. Natasha, why is it important to you to be part of the council, did you say? The committee? One of those
Community
C-words.
Advisory Council.
Council, yeah. Why is that important to you, Natasha?
Well, you know, I think being at BUC and then being so community-focused aligns with what I enjoy doing personally as well, and Loaves and Fishes being so good at what they do and being also just being forward-thinking. Like, I had the opportunity to sit in very focus groups and talk about strategic ways that they can do better, be better, get a further reach. And it's nice to have such a diverse group of people be able to speak to that.
Yeah, for sure.
And contribute.
And Sean, we talk about food as like a building block to a family, right? And, you know, BUC Bank likes to be a part of the building blocks of building a family unit, right? And that home that you've always wanted, you know, saving for things. I think there's just a natural connection between BUC Bank and the organizations you work with.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We encourage all of our customers. Financial literacy is a big part of our mission as well. BUC.com, www.BUC.com, has some drop-down menus, great education spots about buying a home, saving for retirement, education planning, wills, trusts, estate planning, etc. So a lot of the topics that I know were covered in earlier segments today. There's some quick hit videos, 4 or 5 minutes long, introduces the initial steps and how to start that, how to start thinking about it and what you need to really understand how to plan for the future.
That's great. And Nancy, you guys are doing a donation match today, right?
We are. It's Giving Tuesday, a huge day for us. We have a very generous match of $105,000.
Oh, boy.
We're getting there, but we could sure use your help even now. And
so if you get to 105, that becomes 210? Is that how that works, the match? Up to 105?
Yes, okay. Correct. Yes.
All right, well, then we got to do that. Come on,
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
You like my quick math there? Yeah.
That was impressive.
I'm very impressed. Yes.
We'll you should be in banking.
Yeah, I might have to issue a correction after the commercial break. We'll wait and see. So where can people go again to help on out?
Loaves-fishes.org. And we would be deeply appreciative, and you would be making a difference in the lives of more than 6,000 people every week.
Your neighbors.
Correct.
And BUC.com, great place to go to for all those tools. Guys, and we'll talk again soon, and thank you all for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.